Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
The great Chris Cornell. Hard to believe it's been 4 years since Chris Cornell passed away.
I know.
Amazing, amazing voice. And all requests cover Rejoin Friday, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Keep track of those requests, please. Mm-hmm. Joining us right now on the Harbor One hotline, it is AJ Quetta's dad, Anthony, and he is checking in for a little update on AJ and the family. Anthony, how are you?
I'm well. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thanks for checking in this morning. And I know you guys are down in Atlanta, and everybody's hoping and praying and looking for an update. So how's AJ doing? How are you guys doing?
Well, you know, it's a long process, as you know, and he's doing well. He's fighting hard. He's trying to get things in order so that he can start his rehab, his breathing for one, and he's on solid food, which is a good sign. It's a good step. And, you know, his breathing, he started to wean off the ventilator with it's called the DPS. It's a little shocker that goes into his diaphragm, keeps him breathing. He started the process of, you know, see how that goes. And, you know, it's going to be long time, long, long process.
Yeah. His video message the other day was awesome.
You saw that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I saw that. And I mean, as a father, you must just be so proud of how he's dealing with all of this.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about it is he didn't lose a bit of his brain. He had no brain injury, so he's the same kid as he was before, just in a different situation. And you can see through that video what kind of kid he is. He's very grateful person. He really understands what's going on out there, and he's really appreciative, and he really is, and it really motivates him. It motivates him to make progress, you know?
Well, I think the thing that I hear all the time from listeners and foundation supporters is, what else can we do? And, you know, I think... everybody is waiting and wanting to do things. So what, you know, is sending messages helping when it comes to you guys and the family? Is like, what are the things that we can do to help?
I got my air mattress in, so I don't need that. I was sleeping on a chair for a week. But, it's just me and him. We're just here together. We're going to be in, you know, because of COVID, I can't even leave the building. So I'm in his room, and we're just hanging out every day and with doctors. And there's nothing really that, you know, physically that we need. you know, just the support and the prayers, and that's basically it, really.
Well, you certainly have that, and we did. I think that we did a shirt for the foundation. I know you guys saw that, and Ken is actually wearing his today, and so. You know, I know there's people send me pictures of them all the time wearing the shirt. So maybe I'll send those your way and you can show those to AJ so everybody knows that, so he knows that everybody back here is with him in this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He knows. I mean, in my town, my hometown, the mayor, he's got signs on every corner. They just did a fundraiser last night at one of the local restaurants during the Bruins game. They just continue. Everybody just continues. People I never even knew existed are making stuff and selling stuff and sending money. And it's just like, really, it's crazy. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
And just so people know, so you guys will be there at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta for a while. And then I assume that you guys are going to have to be making plans with regard to your house and what you do to fit that out for when AJ does come home, right?
Yeah, that's in the works, but, you know, that's just logistics. We also have stuff ready to go. We want to go, you know, we're in talks with, I'm actually going to be talking to someone from the Miami Project on Monday, you know, the Chris Reeves Project. There's a whole bunch of different, you know, treatments and new things out there that, can help him, and at his age and his athletic, his structure is perfect for this. So we have a lot of hope that, you know, over the next few months we'll be able to get some stuff going, you know.
All right, well, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning, and just tell him and you and the family, everybody should know that everybody here is thinking and praying and all that good stuff. So anything you need, please let us know. All right.
Awesome, Greg. I appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all.
Hey, by the way, a personal question. Yeah. How is the food at the hospital for you?
I got to tell you, it's not bad, but there's not a big variety, so I'm starting to get sick of it, you know?
All right. All right. Maybe we can send some takeout or something. We'll do it.
I thought we were going to talk about the quarterback situation. Patriots. No.
Well, you know, Wiggy spends plenty of time on that.
I don't want to get that out of the game.
You know who his guy is, Cam Newton. Okay. You're well aware of that, Anthony. All right. Hey, it's great. It's great talking to you, hearing your voice, and send him our best. Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. That is Anthony Quetta, AJ's dad, and here is Ken to tell you what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's the Subaru of New England Washington's birthday sales event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. More good baseball guests today, by the way. Alex Cora's first appearance on OMF 2:30 this afternoon.
That should be great.
Should be great. AC returns. Also, my Northeastern brother, Adam Ottavino, on Dalen Keefe after 11:30.
And Ordway is going to be sitting on top of a trash can for the interview.
What? My God. Fenway Park will have fans April 1st. Bruins eligible to have fans 23rd against the Islanders. That'll be revenge night because they got whipped last night.
Yes.
7-2.
Yes.
Third game this year. I'll tell you, the Islanders are a little bit scary for a postseason matchup. Matt Barzal is unbelievable. That goal he scored early in the game, he is flying.
Yeah, I know. And they, for whatever reason, they seem to have the Bruins number
right.
So far.
Yep.
So, I mean, that is definitely something that Cassidy's going to have to
hopefully
work on.
Hopefully the Bruins will get Philly in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. Right. Or anybody else in the division. Here's what it sounded like on Nesson at 7-2.
Pollock's bomb and Wallstrom caps the scoring for the Isles. 7-2.
I feel bad for Halak right now because it's just all falling apart for Boston.
Whipping a stick off the post. And
mm-hmm. Oh, they were on the other end of that, you know, a couple days ago. So
I heard him mouth, where's Chara?
Oh, wow. Interesting you bring up Chara, Wiggy. Chara is +8. He'd be the best defenseman on the Bruins.
He would be. Okay. Yes, he would be.
All right.
Yes,
we'll let him stay in Washington. Let's see how he does in the playoffs.
Curtis doing hockey research. What is happening? Rangers tonight, 2,000 fans at Madison Square, 7 p.m. faceoff. For the Bees there, Celtics and the Pacers, 7:30 at the Garden tonight. Adam Schefter reporting Thursday. Russell Wilson telling Seattle he wants to stay, but if he were to be traded, K Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears. Four very strange teams thrown in a mix. How do you pick those teams? And wherever he goes, I mean, Dak Prescott, hell, could be made available.
Saints would be a great spot. You're going to go anywhere.
And another guy like Stafford, who doesn't want to come to the Patriots.
Correct.
Well, he only wants to go to four teams, so there's a lot of teams he don't want to go to.
You think the Patriots could be in on Dak? What if he goes to Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Russell Wilson to Dallas. And then, I mean...
So you're going to pay $40 million for Dak when you wouldn't give $20 million to Brady? I mean,
it's only 32, Curtis.
He's not 82 years old.
Or 37, whatever.
Sorry, he's not the reigning Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, and I would go after, I would try to go after Wilson and Watson before Dak Prescott, because you're going to be paying those guys the same price. That's what I would try to do.
Watson, reportedly ESPN, met with the Texans' new coach, David Culley, last Friday and reiterated his trade request. And Wiggy's lead, Mel Kiper, new mock draft. Patriots trade up from 15 to 9.
Get Trey Lance.
Two firsts and a second for Trey Lance from North Dakota State.
And you love that, right?
I like it. I mean, when you talk about the comparable of his skill set, and they're talking about, you know, Andrew Luck and John Elway and Deshaun Watson, I mean, yeah, why not? Roll the dice. I give up two firsts and a second for that.
But then you got to have a bridge guy, and that's Cam Newton.
I'll take Cam for.
In your mind, that's Cam Newton.
So you're saying he's going to be the next John Elway, and the Broncos are going to trade out of that spot?
Well, no, that's just what the experts are comparing him to. So I'm only going based. They could be the next Deshaun Watson or Andrew Luck.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Good call, Ken Laird. And is it Johnny Cash's birthday today?
Yeah, it would have been his birthday.
One of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Great John Cash.
They didn't do him justice with that song. Who's that?
What the hell just happened?
What?
Wiggy demanded Smokey's Robinson.
Smokey's Robinson's?
Smokey.
Smokey's Robinson's.
He did say Smokey's.
Yeah, but it wasn't Smokey's. A cover. It wasn't officially a cover.
Oh, I thought that was pretty rude, Wiggy. We got a request.
Oh, damn, we're doing covers?
No, it wasn't. Ken said it's him singing on it with them. It's not a cover.
No, Jackson 5 covered the...
Oh, Smokeless Robinson?
No.
You can't buy that in Massachusetts.
Stiff, get
flavored.
It.
But you and Ken were arguing about whether it was a cover or not. So
it was a cover.
I wanted some input.
All right.
Sounds like you're not
who's
being
loving
a team
you?
Player.
I'm like Deshaun.
Jackson 5 covered Smokey Robinson, Who's Loving You?
Was it a cover, Ken, or not?
I have no idea, but he said Smokey's Robinson and then started arguing with me that it was...
No, I said Smokey's. Smokey's song. Okay. Short.
Yes, the Jackson 5 did cover it, Wiggy.
Yeah, I know that.
All right,
yes.
We'll do that
Who's
next.
Who's loving you?
We'll do that next.
Nobody right now.
You
I'm in the middle of a show.
Smokey to Smokey's.
Paul's Anka.
Oh, there you go. This is a good cover.
Jermaine's Wiggin.
Let it breathe. Now that's a cover.
Oh, that's a cover?
Yes.
Well, now that you can see live music here in the Commonwealth on March 22nd, maybe we'll get hologram Smokey Robinson.
Smokey's.
He's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah, Smokey's still alive.
I'm going to get Jermaine's wig in trending if it's the last thing I do.
He's still alive.
I'm going to go to that show with Nick's Steven.
Smokey's. Play Smokey's cover song.
Good morning to Dale's Arnold.
Are you sure Smokey is still alive?
Yeah, yeah, he's Smokey's still alive. We don't do it, guy. You're jinxing him.
Yeah, this is intentional.
There was that scare on The Office. He's 81.
We just played Tears of a Clown last week.
His birthday was last week.
We're already losing Stevie Wonder to
Ganya.
Name any
other song. Anyone.
Yes, America is losing Stevie Wonder,
yeah.
which is a travesty. Absolute travesty.
Have Stig Grimes put it in.
I did like Ben. Ben was a good song that the Jackson 5 did. ABC. Mm-hmm. Well, Curtis asked me to name some Jackson 5 songs.
No, it's a line from The Office.
Oh. I was naming some. Yeah, I didn't like that Johnny Cash cover. You can't do that, whoever that was. Did it's you Johnny's say social dis- social
distortion?
Yeah.
You didn't like that?
No.
I love that. That's
I
cover.
I love Johnny Cash. I think he's tremendous. I don't want you jacking up his music.
Johnny Cash app.
Johnny Cash's.
Cassius Clay.
Like Cassius Clay.
Chris Sales.
Oh. Ring of Fire, boys.
That's not
John's
cover.
Henry.
John's
Henry. That sounds really not.
What about Potato's Head? The whole family.
Play that Folsom Prison.
Is that like Attorneys General?
Yes, it is.
Oh. That's what you say, Smokies.
Stop it.
You play that. Yeah, you
that's
do,
a little
Daniel.
Sausage.
No, you play that Smokey song. What's that song the Jackson 5 did? Smokey song.
What? Can somebody pull me out of the bottom of this well?
No.
No.
I'm Johnny Cash.
There you go.
Mary. It's Friday.
I listen, I go into the WPS Vortex all the time, so when we get to the BPS one, just, you know, enjoy.
Is Dorothy in there and the little dog, too?
Hey, speaking of dogs.
Yes.
Well, that's a great cover.
What do you make of what happened with Lady Gaga?
See, you know, at first I was a little suspect when I saw this story because I'm like, sounds like, if you're not familiar with the story, Lady Gaga's two Frenchies were stolen from her dog walker who was shot. And if he hadn't been shot initially, I was like, sounds like someone's buddy came and did like a setup kidnapping to try to get money out of Lady Gaga. But the shooting part is a little aggressive to me. The FBI has actually gotten involved because they think the kidnapping may have been politically motivated because she sang at Biden's inauguration. So LAPD and the FBI are both looking into it.
They're pissed at her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she offered a $500,000 reward for the return of her two dogs.
Damn.
No questions asked.
Okay. Right.
And so they're mad at Lady Gaga for that. I mean, I can't blame her because she loves her dogs.
I know.
Problem is, when you offer up big money like that, that actually causes more problems oftentimes when trying to recover pets.
I know what my next move is.
So you think it was somebody who clearly knew that those were her two dogs and was trying to get them either for ransom or this politically motivated thing?
It's possible, but you also had that woman that was attacked a few months ago whose dog was stolen in California, and I think her dog was a Frenchie also. Like, they're a fairly popular theft dog because they do fetch a lot of money. I don't know how big the black dog market is these days, but, you know, their Frenchies aren't cheap.
Think about how much if you say, though, this is Lady Gaga's dog.
Right.
How much
like, where do you sell that on the dark web?
Right. Or if it was like Tiger's Wood dog.
I would wait for the ransom.
Or Tom's Brady.
Well, shoot. And I told you, my next move, kidnap Lady. Lady's Gaga's dog. Get that pooch over here. $500,000 reward?
How long do you think Wiggy would keep talking if we didn't end the show? Like, when would he just leave? Would it be like four?
That's a great question.
About as long as you'll talk on Saturdays with Ken.
Yeah, it's a two-person, four-hour show.
Mm-hmm. You don't stop talking.
That's true.
That is true.
Dominates. 80% charting.
Now,
10% skate pod.
They've just released, they have audio and video of the incident.
Yeah, it's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it? I mean,
I would warn the audience. It's very disturbing. Actually.
It is. Yeah, it's very.
So I mean, maybe we shouldn't play it.
It's up to you. I mean,
I'm not going
to
listen.
How do you feel about disturbing? I mean, are you? It's a Friday. Everybody's in a good mood. Is it not? Maybe not too disturbing.
I don't know. I'm soft, but it creeped me out.
You're soft. Yeah. Oh, really? We hadn't noticed that the last 12 months.
I mean, listen. If you wear your mask below your nose, that creeps him out. So.
Are you going to go to a sporting event?
Yes.
You will?
Outdoors? Yes.
No. What about at the Garden?
Vaccine, post-vaccine.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What qualifies as post-vaccine? You mean when everybody has been vaccinated?
No, when I get vaccinated.
When you get it. Okay.
So when although I'm sure I've had it. God, I've been with you two for knuckleheads for a year.
So when you get it, you're back to normal.
Well, I mean, the hope is you're back to normal.
No, I'm just saying you in general. Like, you would go anywhere. You wouldn't really be concerned about wearing a mask or anything.
Okay. Knuckles head.
Curtis, please stop.
You going to ride that one until the wheels fall off?
Yes, he is.
Already fallen off.
Yes, he is.
Here's a text. It says, when did Curtis become a bully? Wiggy, I think you should walk. You should walk into his little producer's room and punch him in the face.
Nah, it's all good.
It's producer rooms.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I forgot he has a BC education. He is now the grammar police along mm-hmm. with Danielle.
We actually, we're partners.
And have you heard him speak at times?
Wiggy's comments are so measured right now.
he sounds like Lou the Crackhead I know in Eastie.
Lou the Crackhead. Does he hang out down Maverick?
Where do
you find him?
He hangs out. He hangs out at Papa's Gino. That's where he likes to go get his pizza.
They do got some good pizza though.
I love their pasta. It's wicked sticky.
Papa Gino's do got some good pizza. Don't sleep on their and their subs.
You got some good pizza.
And their subs are good.
Yeah, don't sleep on Papa Gino's subs.
Let's see.
I don't know where you can find one, but
can I have a steaks and cheese.
Here's your guy, Jonathan from Chelsea, who we haven't heard from in a while. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey. Good morning crew. How's it going? Morning.
What's going on?
Jonathan!
Happy New Year, I guess. I'm a little late on that, right?
Yeah.
Way late.
No, just calling to say hi and stuff. I haven't really been chiming in because I've been waking up a little later lately because I actually got laid off, man, because of the corona stuff, dude.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Work slowed down a little. Because when I told you I was in construction, that was only one thing I do. I was actually doing more property management than anything else. Mm-hmm. And when there's nobody in the building to fix anything, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah. No, there's no property to manage when there's no people going going to the properties. Yeah.
But I have been listening, though. No, I don't really want to get into anything, but that'll be for another day. I just called to say hi, and I'm listening.
Aww, thank you, Frazier.
All right, go. Take your shots at Curtis anytime. Right, man,
take it easy, guys.
Miss you, bud.
Yeah, it's been a while since we heard from him.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Been a hot minute.
Some are happy about that. Not me, but some are happy about that. This is Chris from Dartmouth. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
Not too much. First time caller, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the show every morning. My son and I, Nolan, he's 12. We drive him to school, and he's always wondering what you guys are going to be talking about. So it's great that you're, sports radio, but you bring in all these different subjects and really get different perspectives on it. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Glad you like it.
And Wiggy, I wanted to tell you, Wiggy, I was at the snowball game at the last Foxborough game against Oakland, and I don't think people realize that you were the one to springboard the Patriots for the next 20 years with that catch in the snow.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I try to say that all the time, but everybody wants to go straight to Brady. Everybody wants to bring up Brady's name.
Brady or Adam kicking through the snow, but it was all good, man. We know that.
Please appreciate that, Chris. His head can't get any bigger. Hasbro had to go to him to get permission to use Potato Head.
Stop.
For their new rebranding effort.
I do have a big head. I've always had a big head.
Mm-hmm.
Size 8 fitted.
Size 8 fitted.
Yeah, it's hot fied and fitted hats for me.
Yeah, at the haberdashery.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they're hot to wear the snapbacks, too, even though I love
them. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, and I love the snapbacks, and it's hot to wear them because I got to wear them on, like, the last little, the little thing, but... But I'd still do it, though.
So, the last what?
The thing is holding on.
The reason
for
my call
was
my 12-year-old son, we were listening about the mask thing and the fine for the restaurateur. And, we looked at each other and he said, why would they fine the restaurant people? Aren't they hurting for business? And I said, you know what? We should call the show and explain our concern on that because it's true. And, I grew up in Rhode Island. I now live in Massachusetts. I do business in both states. And, I'll go out to dinner or go out for lunch in different states. And what they're not bringing forth is that, the governor makes the ultimate decision on this. So we have a governor that's exiting Rhode Island right now who has an opinion on how to run businesses and what to do. And now we have a lieutenant governor because she's exiting, that's going to take over. And he's pro-business and wants to open everything up. So it's incredible to me that, you know, one person, based on how they feel, really can have so much effect on these people's lives. Now, most people say, oh, that was a great restaurant. I can't believe they closed because of COVID. Well, it's not just about the restaurant. It's about all the employees that it trickles down to and what that's going to do to the economy. Not right the second it is, but long term, because most people that work in restaurants, I've owned two restaurants in the past, they're predominantly part-time people, and it's this, the, either their second income or their household's second income, which then all of a sudden they don't have that. So, and it's not like they get laid off from one restaurant and they can go to another or a bartending job from one to another, because they're all laying people off and a lot of them are closing. So it's really incredible to me that they're penalizing the restaurants and they just don't have some standard to say, listen, you go in with your mask, you sit down, you have your food and drinks and everything. You get up, you put your mask on, and that's it. For as long as we have to do this, we do it. But let's support these restaurants and stop beating them on the head.
Well, it should be the people who are not wearing their mask that get – if you're going to fine people, then it should be those people, not the guy who runs the restaurant. Sorry, but it's not – what's he going to do? I mean, literally, what is their expectation? That he's just going to throw people out?
And listen, I've been to a bunch of restaurants, and it seems like every restaurant I've been, people follow the rules. They wear their masks to the seat. They sit down. They take their mask off, because that's what I thought the rules. And if they went to the bathroom, they put their mask on.
This is Ricky. Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
How are you?
Doing well. Yeah, I just want to say thank you. I've met you a couple times at the Pitchers Hall of Fame. You're always very gracious.
You're kind of cutting. Ricky, you're cutting in and out.
I apologize.
Okay. Oh, that's better. Okay. So what were you saying? You love Wiggy.
All right. Yeah, I love Wiggy. He's the best.
Okay.
I got a quick suggestion, though, for Curtis and Wiggy. I know you guys can do. Go to Rough and Rowdy. Dave Portnoy's Rough and Rowdy, and finish this once and for all.
No, we can't do that.
Curtis is not a fighter.
Yeah, Curtis is not a
Wiggy
fighter.
Wiggy has a size 8 head. I can't get past this. I've never heard of anybody with a head size that
big. Well, with a big head like that, if they did fight, it would be easier to land a punch.
Well, my first initial thing when I used to fight when I was younger was the headbutt. Headbutt was
repetitively
key.
Redundant.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
So, yeah. Because he always catches people off guard.
That's Curtis, a cheap shot.
Curtis, did you ever get in a fight at Rivers?
Oh, yeah, one time. The guy said that he had an S-Class Mercedes was nicer than an A8, and I said, no way.
Would not do that to Curtis at Rough and Rowdy.
What'd you guys do, throw Perrier at each other?
Yes.
And
we had some Vidu Clocou champagne.
Yes. We'll sit down and have a chess match.
I don't think you pronounced that right.
Rough and Rowdy chess match. That would be unfair for me to fight Curtis.
What are you talking about? Vuv? Is that what you're talking about?
One of the yellow things.
The Clico.
Clico.
That's that BC education.
Voodoo's Clicquot.
Yeah, we had a lot of classes on pronunciation of champagne, Wiggy.
Voodoo.
Hey, you know that, Wiggy, you know that all champagne's actually made in France?
Lemons, pepper.
I don't drink champagne.
With an accent a goo?
Just straight yak, Curtis. It's all I drink.
What's yak?
Cognac.
I think
it's pronounced cognac.
Some texters didn't even realize that the head size went up to 8.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, 8.
Special order.
And no, fitted. Fitted is the biggest you can get is an 8.
It's like when you get the weird bra size. They never have it in store. You have to special order.
Yeah, it's hard to get, though, Danielle, because I love the hats.
Mm-hmm.
But
you want to put a thing out to any hat makers right now?
Well, the fitted, I think it would be, I don't know who does all those hats. I forget what the name of the company is.
Danielle, you know the bra.
New Era?
Yeah, New Era.
Danielle, the bra industry is in big trouble. Have you read about that?
I have. In fact, I think a while ago I talked about this as a possibility as my lead.
Women don't wear bras anymore because of COVID.
Yeah. That's going to change when everyone starts going back out and they're like, oh, these don't look that good.
Oh, because they don't go out and they don't have to put bras
bra.
In the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the industry is struggling a little bit.
Struggling.
All right.
They're struggling to hold up. Get it.
We have got.
There's an Orway joke in here somewhere.
You said it, not me.
We have got to take a quick break, but we will be back and we will eventually get to Were You Paying Attention? And you could win a WEEI pen. If you have been paying attention to this morning's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.